It's lunchtime at Las Cruces High School, and today, like every day, students are flocking to a buffet of different fast food restaurants nearby.
There's a Taco Bell, there is the McDonald's right across the street, there's a pizza place, I don't remember the name of it, and everything is within a block.
That's Maria Flores. She is the Vice President of the Las Cruces Public Schools Board of Education. Her children and grandchildren went to Las Cruces High School, and she says cheap, unhealthy food so close to the school has been a recipe for disaster.
Drinking a lot of soda and eating hamburgers every day is just not the best thing to do sometimes, even if you're 14, 15, and 16.
A study from the National Bureau of Economic Research found the rate of obesity was 5.2% higher in schools within 176 yards of fast food restaurants. So when a retail development was proposed outside the otherwise isolated Centennial High School near Tortugas Mountain, Flores took a stand to oppose it. She's working with New Mexico State University health and nutrition specialist Curry Buckman in a campaign to implement a healthy food zone around Centennial High School.
That would basically specify how close to schools retail food establishments can be located. And the idea is that we want to give students healthy options that are close by their schools, not unhealthy options.
Doñana County Director of Community Development Daniel Hortet says healthy food zones sound great in theory, but right now, specifics on implementing such a zone are poorly defined.
We just don't know where or, you know, really what this means. Even our search around the country is very limited. And most places that have proposed it, Austin, Texas is one, have shut it down. They're like, no.
Barkman says Centennial High School's isolated location is currently protecting students.
Right now, we don't have any retail food establishments around the high school. So students basically don't have any temptations to be eating foods that aren't healthy for them.
Buckman says it should stay this way and says Las Cruces Public Schools has been allowing students with nutrition-related health problems to transfer to Centennial from schools surrounded by fast food restaurants like Las Cruces High School. Hortet says he's not opposed to the idea of a healthy food zone, but not before less drastic and more effective avenues to encourage healthy lifestyles within schools.
We did visit Centennial High School. They do have a revolving fast food menu where it could be like Chick-fil-A, could be the pizza guy, could be a hamburger salesman. They rotate that menu in the cafeteria on a daily basis. It's there.
A request for commercial zoning near Centennial has not yet been approved, and Hortet says until a tangible plan has been submitted to the county, a healthy food zone will not factor into any zoning evaluation. The Healthy Food Zone Coalition is working to flesh out and formalise a plan, but Flores worries by the time that happens, commercial development will already be approved.
People are just waiting. I know that the developer that's across the street from the school is also interested in doing this. And I mean, these folks are developers. They're interested in making money.
Flores says once fast food restaurants are there, there will be no going back. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.